Welcome to the Mentor Studio, where today's thought leaders and leading entrepreneurs inspire and bring real-world ideas that help you take your career to levels you've only dreamed of. Now buckle in. Here's your host, Michael Silvers.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to welcome you all to the Mentor Studio again. Another great show. I know you guys cannot see me because this is a video and a podcast. You don't see it. But I've got a beautiful blue view behind me, so life is great. The clouds are moving through. We bring the best of the best to the show, and that's what we do. To be really listening to a mentor means you come with the attitude of, I don't know anything, teach me, help me move forward. And a mentor doesn't always have to be somebody that's in the framework of the business you're in, or if you're becoming an actor or director. It could be somebody in another industry or somebody with some knowledge that is further than where you want to be at this time in your life and somebody you're going to learn from. So with that, I met this gentleman. I don't remember how long ago it was, David, but David Toledano was just, you know, you have those meetings with somebody, you go, that's somebody with some brilliance, and I want to bring them to our community. So actually talking to David, he's actually going to be one of our faculty members, and you'll be able to also Q&A when you're a part of the Mentor Studio. But I said, would you come on a podcast and just share some of your brilliance? And he said, absolutely. So David, I'm going to let you tell the audience just for about a minute, a little bit about your background, and then we're just going to have a chat if that sounds good. So everybody, bringing to the floor, Mr. David Toledano. David, welcome.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's an honor and great pleasure to be on the show. And a little bit of my background can give you like this. I was born and raised in Israel, and I'm married for 29 years, four kids, four grandkids.
Wow.
And I have served as a rabbi in the community of Beverly Hills for more than 11 years. And my biggest passion in life and the kind of work I do in the past 29 years is in the domain of relationships, marriage, dating, pre-marriage, during marriage, marriages in crisis, or any kind of relationship. My kind of work is generated from a very deep belief and passion that people deserve to live the best life and celebrate the gift of life every single minute of life. So if you're being in a relationship your entire life, the relationship better be good, because a great relationship means a great life. So I've dedicated my entire life in coaching people, in seminars, in trainings, in one-on-one, in lectures, workshops, you name it, just to be in this world in service, just to serve people and opening a space for them. You spoke about mentorship, and I cannot agree with you more that mentorship is not anyone who is telling us, you know, what to do. You need to know. Let me tell you what to do. But rather just opening your eyes and the level of awareness and being mindful about your choices that creates the result that serves you the most, serves you the best. So I'm in service, and I am honored to be in the show. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. It's great to have you on. I love that piece about service. Because being a service, I think, is why we're put on this planet, to really be of service to others. But, you know, being an entrepreneur and the learning that you went through, training as a rabbi, and I'm sure you had those days where you're like, what direction am I going? And what kept you going every day? And even what keeps you going when you have those days? You know, think of this. We have so many listeners to the show who are new entrepreneurs. They're starting out in their fields. They might be still in college. They're having one of those days. What keeps you going every day?
What keeps me going every day is understanding that this universe and us as people have a purpose in this world. The world is much deeper and higher than our physical needs and whatever we do on the mundane things that we do during the day. Being in service and being there for people develops a whole new world for me in a deepest level of satisfaction. Being able to touch souls, to touch beings, and really see the smile on their face. And yes, I do have my days, as you call them, which is an interesting thing. And I say that to a lot of people. You know, I do marriage counseling for the past 29 years. A lot of people say, and thank God I'm really married to an amazing, amazing queen of the world. And people say, okay, you're lucky. What are you talking about? Oh, you cannot talk about marriage because your marriage works. And I tell people in super, you know, honest, as honest as possible, if you think for a moment that my marriage is something I got on a silver plate that didn't take some real deep work, think again. Because it does require struggles and obstacles to bump the road. But the name of the game is not to have them, but rather learn how to welcome them and overcome them and get out of them victorious. And you can. And you will always have those moments. And those moments should never put us down. Somebody told me years ago, I don't know if you heard this definition. It said the definition of failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down. Because we're all going to have the challenges. And what keeps me moving is living a life of purpose, meaningful life, and really seeing the benefit, the joy, and in enhancing the quality of life of people. You get me to get someone's heart smiling. It makes not my day, it makes my life purpose worth living.
God, that's, we're done. No, it's so true though, because it's true that we do make these connections with other people, and there is that thing about making your heart sing, right? The difference you see in other people's lives and the change that you make. And it is for everyone out there, those days that you're having, I always say again, if you're having one of those days, go be of service. Go do something for somebody else that makes such a difference to keep you on the right side of the page.
I call it give what you want to get.
Yeah, that's it. And that's a big piece. That's right.
And also be, and this is a very big piece that works for me, and I think works for anybody who is in kind of work. Be real with people. Be judgmental free. Be real for people for where they are. You know, Mike, a lot of people asking me, I'm an Orthodox rabbi. And a lot of people saying, you know, do you work only with religious people, with religious Jews? Heck no. I work with any human being on the planet Earth for one simple reason. We all equal. And be with people where they are. And allow them to create a space of love, joy, and happiness, celebrating the gift of love in the space that they're in. It makes no difference whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, male, female, old, young, it makes no difference. We all human beings deserve to live the best gift of life ever. That's so nice. Yes, in service to people and give people what you wish to get.
Right. And, you know, it's great that you said that too, because I was thinking about when we talked, we're not going to say any names right now, but you've worked with some of the biggest and top in Hollywood. And they're just people like everybody else. They have the same struggles, the same family issues, the same, life concerns. And realizing they started where everybody else starts. We all start at the beginning, right? Whether you're an entrepreneur, whatever, an entrepreneur is anybody. And, you know, you've really helped them move through that. And again, the hardest thing sometimes is to do it for ourselves, correct?
100%.
Because again, when 100%. You're giving that, right, when you're giving that part and you're doing a lot of service, you sometimes got to look at your own community, as we say, a little bit. So I love what you're doing and I love what you've created. What is one of the biggest challenges or obstacles you've ever run into your life, and how'd you get by it?
In my personal life?
Personal, business, whatever it is, theological.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been, and let me tell you, this is really an interesting thing. About 10 years ago, I developed a new elementary school. I started from school because I still have a belief. You know, I'm not into family structure and relationships because I do believe that the more we can do for couples, the more we can do for little kids, the better off they're going to start life with, and we're going to pave the road of success for them. And the earlier we start, the better off and the better chance we have to get them to the results of life they want and deserve. So it's a big story, but I started a school. I collected $1.5 million. I did a little fundraising for $1.5 million, and I opened a school, and the school survived for 3 years. I had 60 kids and 12 teachers, and it was a very unique school. Very, very unique school in a sense of teaching kids, you know, the meaning of what they do rather than just do it, copy and paste, whatever I tell you to do. Increasing self-thinkers, creating thinkers from age
zero. Wow. Wow.
And it was really great school. It was really great adventure for me. And 3 years later, financially, it was in 2008, and where the, you know, the real estate collapse and all of that economy situation, and the entire project was buried, completely buried. And I want to tell you something. I got out of it with one thing and one concept only. I looked back and I said, what have I done to create a great dream to fall? What is it? Where is my accountability and my responsibility? What am I learning from it? Because the moment I shift from who to blame, the economy, the president, my wife, my neighbors, my supporters, I can blame the whole world and its wife. But when I really, really looked back and I said, stop and think, what is it that you did? What responsibilities do you have in creating something that did go through all the way up? And when I went to this space, what can I learn from it? I use that as an education system and a very expensive tuition paid. It was an expensive tuition. But the only question that's relevant is what's next and how? And how can I do it better? It wasn't easy. I'm not saying that I was a piece of cake as I'm describing it right now. It was heartbreaking. You know, I did not want to go to a dramatic description calling it, you know, a baby died or whatever. Well, it was a baby. It was a great baby. It was a beautiful baby that now got a different face. Put it this way. The baby shifted to a new face. I will never give up on the dream of touching as many souls as I can in this universe.
Wow. That's okay. That's, thank you. Because that's that we always say to entrepreneurs, don't stop, because you don't know what one life that you'll touch, right? And look at those souls that you touched that you don't know. You might never know what difference you've made, but you still did it. And you still got out there and did it. And it, we always say too, it's that willingness as an entrepreneur or somebody who's really willing to change a life. It's because there's no failure. There's only feedback. And it's being willing to get out. You know, it's being, I touched my phone. I got to stop doing that. But it's feeling, right? I keep knocking the record. Everybody doesn't see it, but I'm turning the recording off. It's being willing to fail. It's being willing to get out there another day, do it again, learn what I learned. Maybe there's a million people that you've changed a life and you didn't even know it, and then continuing on, and that makes the difference. So,
100%.
Yeah, this has been great. Any last words or just even one or two things that the audience could do this week that could help them through anything that they're going through or make a change or anything you could leave them with it, even homework, give them something to do. It's always good to give them something to do.
The thing that I would say that I feel that can support a lot of people to move forward regardless of their current state is really take a piece of paper and a pen and write down with the greatest open heart, write down your qualities. Write down, regardless of the situation you're in, regardless of the challenges you're going through, write down your gifts. And we all have gifts, of all kinds of gifts. Write them down. And go to the mirror. You can do it when you are in the shower. Go to the mirror and really say to yourself, as crazy as it might sound, read those affirmation words about yourself, emphasizing your gift, and celebrate them, because we are unique people. And I, if I look at a person right now, I will tell him or her, you are a unique gift in this world. You are a great, great human being. Use your gifts, use your qualities. And you look at the mirror and say, I am awesome. I really am. I'm smart. I'm brilliant, regardless of whatever challenges we're going through. And give yourself an affirmation of how great you are. Speak to yourself positive. Speak to yourself with the greatest words you can. It will change your mood from 0 to 100 in absolutely no time. Because enough hitting ourselves with, I'm not good enough, I'm not this enough, and I'm not smart enough. Believe me, you are greater than what you can believe. Say it to yourself, and after you say it enough times, you're going to start feel it on a daily basis.
Fantastic. Well, David, thank you so much. This has been a great show. And, you know, all of you now have something you're welcome to walk away with. It makes a difference that you do something every day to create the habit. But enjoy while you're doing it and be of service to others every day. Do something for somebody else. David spent his time with you, so listen to those words. He's actually going to be one of our, he's agreed to be one of our faculty members, so thank you so much. He'll be part of the mentor studio, and you'll be able to do question and answers with David once or, you know, every couple months, which is, again, how we all learn, because we can ask questions and have somebody live on the other line, and it's going to be great to have you part of that, so thank you all, wherever you are, whether it's your morning, afternoon, or evening. It's another great day. And I appreciate all of you for listening. And David, again, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, Michael. Deeply appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day, everyone. Goodbye, David.
We're honored that you invested time with us today at the Mentor Studio. Now, don't be greedy. Share this knowledge bomb with all your dope peeps on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Actually, we'll even pay you to do it. To get the deets, please check out thementorstudio.com.